Okay, thank you very much for coming. So today we're going to speak about what's called Kiddush Rabbah, Kiddusha Rabbah. It's a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. And this is the Kiddush that we make in the morning. So we're going to see the Gemara, we'll see some of the Rishonim together. So the expression Kiddush Rabbah, the Great Kiddush, is a little bit strange, right? Because we make the Great Kiddush Friday night when we say the whole long bracha of Kiddush. Shabbos morning, the essence of the Kiddush is a simple Bari Priya Gafen. So why is it referred to as Kiddush Rabbah, the Great Kiddush, and what is the nature of this Kiddush? In other words, what are we accomplishing with this Kiddush? We're not describing Shabbos at all. All we're saying is a simple Bari Priya Gafen, a Birkas Hanenin, that we would say anytime we want to drink a cup of wine or grape juice. So in what way is it a Kiddush Rabbah? In what way is it a Kiddush? Is it sanctifying the Shabbos? So first, let me share a Gemara with you in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following: Zachar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. So the Gemara cites the pasuk Zachar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. You should remember the Shabbos and make mention of the Shabbos. So Zachreu Alayayin B'Knisaso. So the Gemara says what this means is that you have to mention Shabbos over a cup of wine. You have to recite the Kiddush over a cup of wine upon the entering of Shabbos Friday night when Shabbos comes in. Ainli ella balayla. So I only know that you have to say Kiddush at night. Biyom minayin. How do we know that we have to recite a Kiddush in the morning, by the morning Suda? Tamaloymar zohar es yom HaShabbos. So the Mefarshim explained the word yom is extra. It could have just said zohar es HaShabbos. Zohar es yom HaShabbos teaches us that you have to recite a Kiddush during the day as well. So in other words, the Gemara understands that the time to make the real Kiddush is when Shabbos enters Friday night, because you want to declare Shabbos when it enters. But we're making an asmachta, we're basing it on the extra word of the pasuk, that there's also an element of Kiddush on the yom the next morning as well. Biyom mai mevarech, what bracha do we make in the day? So Omar Rav Yehuda, borei priya gafen. We make a simple borei priya gafen. Now the Gemara tells us a delightful story. The Gemara says like this: Rav Ashi ikla lemechuza. Rav Ashi, the great Rav Ashi, he once arrived in a place called Mechuza. It was a city in Bava. So the people there say they want to honor Rav Ashi. Please honor us by reciting the great Kiddush. Now it's very interesting because the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi was not sure what was expected of him. What do they mean I should make the great Kiddush? So Habulei, they gave him a cup. Savar, so Rav Ashi thought to himself, my new Kiddush Rabbah. What do they mean by the great Kiddush? What are they expecting of me? So Omar. So Rav Ashi said to himself like this, and this was the brilliance of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was a bikeach. Rav Ashi was a clever person. He said, "Michti, kol habrachas kulan borei priya gafen amri bereisha." Whatever they're expecting me to say, for sure, I have to make a borei priya gafen first. So Rav Ashi wasn't sure. Perhaps they're expecting that I recite the whole Kiddush like the Friday night Kiddush. Rav Ashi wasn't sure what their minig was. So Rav Ashi says, "One thing I know for sure. Whatever it is, it's going to start with the borei priya gafen, right?" So he got up. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, borei priya gafen. So he said, borei priya gafen, v'ogid bei, and he delayed. He paused. Chazei lahu saba degachin v'shasi. He saw one of the older men, one of the participants. He bent over and he started to drink. So he realized that that's all they're asking of me to do is borei priya gafen, because he wasn't sure if he should say more. Kari anafshei chacham einav barosho. So he applied to himself the pasuk in Koheles, a chacham einav barosho, that a chacham, he has his eyes in his head, he's farsighted, he's able to see, he's able to be clever and figure out what to do. So he wasn't sure what was expected. It's interesting, it seems that at that time in the Gemara, it wasn't yet established what exactly, or perhaps there were different customs, what exactly they used to say in the morning. Maybe they recited the whole long bracha that they recited Friday night. So he said, let me be safe, rather safe than sorry. I'll make the borei priya gafen, because for sure, that's at least what it starts with, at the very least, and I'll see after that, I'll play it by ear. I'll see after that what's expected of me. And then the people started to drink, so he realized that that's all they wanted him to do, borei priya gafen. So we see from the Gemara that we learn from the pasuk Zachar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho that there's an asmachta based on this pasuk that we recite the Kiddush in the morning as well. And the Kiddush in the morning is a simple borei priya gafen. And we see from the story in the Gemara that it's a simple borei priya gafen. So the question is, And this is a question that the Mefarshim ask. The question is, why were they misakin a Borei Pri Hagafen, a Kiddush, in the morning as well? Why were they misakin it? Especially in light of what we learned last week, the Maran Chalava, he's the one who said that the Kiddush Friday night is analogous to a Beis Din declaring the Yovel year. So just like every 50 years, the Beis Din would get up and declare Mekudish, Mekudish, right? And it's Yovel. They would declare it to be Yovel. So the Maran Chalava says that the one of the functions of Kiddush is actually to declare Shabbos as being the day of Shabbos. So what's the purpose of declaring it again? Why would you need a second Kiddush in the morning? We know that it's one long day. It's the same day. The day starts at night, and the next day, the morning, is following the previous night. It's one day. It's one 24-hour period. Why would we have to make Kiddush a second time? That's the Maran Chalava's question. Another question is that even if we do consider the Borei Pri Hagafen to be a Kiddush, like we mentioned before, how is that a Kiddush? How is it a great Kiddush? How are we describing Shabbos? What mention are we making of Shabbos? How are we describing Shabbos? And why is it considered to be a great Kiddush? So the Ran in Meseches Psachim, so I cited that there in item Dalit, the Ran says in Meseches Psachim that the idea of the Kiddush is because Chazal know that the Kavod Hayom is greater than the Kavod Laila. So for example, the halacha is in Hilchos Shabbos, the Kavod Yom is greater than Kavod Laila. So for example, if you have a special delicacy that you saved for Shabbos, so it's better to keep the delicacy for Shabbos morning and not for Friday night, because the Shabbos day is considered to be a more honorable Suda than the Suda Friday night. I saw in the Mefarshim different Pshatim, he says because you tend to have a better appetite Shabbos morning. Friday night, you might have eaten already on Friday, so you might not have had a greater appetite. But in general, the covet of the Shabbos day is greater than the covet of the Shabbos night. So the best food, the better food, should be reserved for the Shabbos Suda during the day. So says the Ran. The Ran points out, yes?
Why are most people stand for the Shabbos day? For Kiddush.
For the Kiddush?
Edus.
That's a very good question. So I think that might become clear. Why do some people have the custom that they sit by the Friday night and they stand by the Friday night and they sit by the Kiddush by the Shabbos morning? So that might be answered as we go along in this year. Sure.
Maybe the Kiddush Rabbah, he refers to the food afterwards.
Yeah.
Aren't you Yotze? It's Friday night. Friday night starts a new day.
So yes.
Friday night to Saturday night is one day.
That's right.
Right?
Right, correct.
So aren't you Yotze by making Kiddush Friday night, and you don't have to make Kiddush Saturday, Shabbat.
So
isn't it?
Yeah, so exactly. That's the question. The question is, why should we make another Kiddush Shabbos morning? That's the question. So says the Ran. The Ran says that, of course, the Ran's and on Yom Tov. So the Ran says that the Iker Kiddush is Friday night, and that Kiddush is the Raisa, like we mentioned last week. But says the Ran, Mishum the Kavod Yom Aduf Mikavod Laila, because the Kavod of the day is greater than the Kavod of the night before. So for example, we're supposed to reserve the delicacies for the Shabbos day. So ra'u chachamim lasois bayoim zecher lekiddush. So the chachamim saw fit to make a zecher, to make a hint, to make a remembrance of the kiddush that we made Friday night. Even though it's not necessary, because in terms of honoring the suda, we should honor the day suda. The kiddush we already made Friday night, because that was the onset of Shabbos, and the entire Shabbos should be included in the kiddush that we made Friday night. But still, the Chazal saw fit to make some semblance of a Kiddush Shabbos morning, because the covet of the day is greater than the covet of the night. So it would be disrespectful if we don't make any mention of the Shabbos at all Shabbos morning, even though we were really Yotze, we really fulfilled the purpose of the Kiddush Friday night. So says the Ran.
I thought there was a smart
down
the crap.
Yeah, but he wants to know, why did the Chachamim put this takana? Why did they make this takana and base it on the pasuk? Why would they make such a takana if it's not necessary at all? They made a takana and they based it on the pasuk. But what's the purpose of this takana? What are we doing more with the Shabbos Kiddush than we did Friday night? We already were Yotze declaring Shabbos Friday night. So says the Ran, it's simply to balance it out. Because since the covet of the day Suda in all respects is greater than the Friday night Suda, in order to even it out, we should give a Kiddush to Shabbos morning also. Behainu Boyre Priya Gofen, and the reason why it's like a Kiddush is because the Sulo, so they just said Boyre Priya Gofen and nothing more, because we really were Yotze the Kiddush Friday night, Shehu Tchilas Kiddush Shalayla, because this is the first bracha. That's really what Ravashi said in the story. This is really the first bracha that you make before any Kiddush. So when we make a Borei Priya Gofen, it's a Zecher for the Kiddush, because this is how we normally start Kiddush off, with Borei Priya Gofen. So it's a Zecher for the Kiddush. Another thing says the Ran, and the Rashbam says the same thing in Maseches Pesachim, and this is a beautiful idea. The Ode. Oh, very good. The ode shelafi she'ein omrim shira ela alayayin. So says the Ran, and the Rashbam says the same thing, because we say shira on wine. So that means that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to bring karbanis, they used to bring the sachim along with the karbanis, they used to pour the wine on the mizbeach also, and we darshan from various psukim that they would sing shira on the yain. So for example, the Levim, when the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash would sing their songs with their instruments, it would accompany the wine like, because we have psukim that wine is misameach, the wine causes joy, and we sing shira to Hashem over the wine. So the Ran says a beautiful idea that since we make a bracha on the wine, which is the beginning of the Kiddush, and we don't normally preface a Suda with wine. Usually we make the motzi first and we drink the wine during the meal. Shloi kederach shara Suda, so this is unlike any normal Suda. Havi ke'ein shevach v'shira l'kdushasa shel yom. So says the Ran, a beautiful idea, that the way we're sanctifying the day a second time in order to even it out is by making a bracha over a cup of wine. That represents a shira. It represents a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in the Beis HaMikdash they would sing, the Levim would sing the song over the cup of, over the pouring of the wine. So this represents a shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we're honoring the Shabbos with the cup of wine. So the original question was, why did they enact to make a Kiddush Shabbos morning if we already fulfilled the obligation of Kiddush Friday night? So the answer is, right, because they wanted to even it out, that the covet of the yom should be greater than the covet of the night. How is the Borei Priya Gofen, the simple Borei Priya Gofen, how is that honoring the day? Because since we're honoring the day with a cup of wine before the meal, which we don't normally do, that itself is like singing a shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in honor of the day, a shevach and a haidah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in honor of the day. And the Rashbam says the same thing, and the Rashbam brings a she'iltis that says the same thing. The bracha and the drinking of the wine is a shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in honor of the day. That's the concept of the Kiddush. So then the Ran concludes, the reason why it's called the Great Kiddush is because it's a lashon sagi nohar, it's a euphemism. So a blind person who doesn't have light, we call him sagi nohar in Aramaic. We say that he has a full of light, a lot of light, right? It's a euphemism. You describe it the opposite way. So the Kiddush Rabbah, instead of saying that it's a small minor Kiddush, we call it the Great Kiddush out of respect as a euphemism. So the concept of the Kiddush is that it's a shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu over wine in order to be Meshabeach the day of Shabbos.
If you think it's a shira, you would think they would make a more of a shira out of it.
Yeah, so on that the Ran says, because it's only the Rabbanan, so it was sufficient just to have the Borei Priya Gofen, because they want to show that it's different than the Kiddush Friday night. The Kiddush Friday night is the Raisa, the Kiddush Shabbos morning is only the Rabbanan, but what it represents is a shir and a shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the honor of Shabbos, because we want to even out, we want to make the covet of the Suda by day good.
But it's strictly the Rabbanan.
It's only the Rabbanan.
We do continue with Shabbos. We have the option.
So we actually say those psukim first, right? Because those psukim are not part of the Kiddush. Those are just introductory psukim, but we saw in the Gemara they're not required. The Kiddush itself is just the Borei Priya Gofen, right?
So the Ran says that you can be also just saying Borei Priya
Gofen. Borei Priya Gofen, yeah. It. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says also. All you need is a simple Borei Priya Gofen.
Now, when how about Yom Tov? That we have to say
the Kiddush by day is just a simple Borei Priya Gofen. We can say psukim, we do say psukim, but the essence of the Kiddush is just a Borei Priya Gofen. The same,
yeah,
by the day.
Without v'shamru b'nei.
Correct. Now there's a beautiful Chassam Sofer. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer that that he's coming to answer a different question, but Toich Dvarav, in the middle of his discussion, we see another idea why they would say Kiddush during the day as well. He says a beautiful question. He says like this, when it comes to Havdalah, so we all know the Halacha, if a person did not recite Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos, you have all the way, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all the way till Tuesday, which represents the first half of the week, that's the tail end of the Shabbos, it's the next 3 days into the week, you still have 3 more days to recite Havdalah.
When it comes, except for you can't eat until you don't.
Correct. When it comes to Kiddush, it's a similar idea. If a person did not recite the real Kiddush Friday night, the halacha is that he can recite the Kiddush, the full Kiddush with the bracha, even Shabbos day also. So we have a halacha that you can make up the Kiddush Friday night during the day, and we also have a halacha that if you neglected to say Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos, you can make up the Havdalah for the next 3 days throughout the first three days of the next week. Now the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like this. In Hilchus Havdalah, he says, if you were shochach, if you forgot to make the Havdalah, you're allowed to make it up the next 3 days. Only shochach, only if you forgot, implying that if you deliberately did not make Havdalah, for whatever reason you neglected to make Havdalah, you cannot make it up. It's over. You missed it. When it comes to Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish, that whether you b'shogeg or b'mezid, even if for some reason you deliberately did not make Kiddush Friday night, you can still make up the Kiddush Shabbos day. Right? So asks the Chassam Sofer, what's the difference when it comes to Havdalah? You can only make up the Havdalah for those next few days, im shochach, if you forgot to say the Havdalah, but if you violated it deliberately, you lost your chance. But when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, even if you deliberately did not make the Kiddush, you can make the Kiddush the next day. So says the Chassam Sofer a beautiful idea. The Chassam Sofer says, he makes a distinction between making up Havdalah and between making up the Friday night Kiddush. Havdalah, he says, the prime time, the ideal time to recite Havdalah is the end of Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Saturday night. That's the prime time to escort the Shabbos out. The reason you can make Havdalah afterwards is a tashlumin. It's a makeup. In other words, the actual Havdalah is designated specifically for Mitzvah Shabbos, Saturday night. There's an extension. You can get an extension that if you forgot, you can file for an extension. If you did not say Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos,
extension is not the same mitzvah.
Exactly. It's an extension. You can make up the Havdalah into the next day. So just like when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, that if a person forgets, if a person does not daven Shachris, he has a tashlumin to make up mincha, 2 minchas, or if a person didn't daven mincha, he can daven 2 mayrus as a tashlumin. So just like over there, the halacha is, you can only make the tashlumin if you forgot, but if you deliberately neglected to say the Shmoneh Esrei for whatever reason, or if you were negligent, then you can't make it up. That's the halacha of tashlumin. So says the Chassam Sofer, the same thing applies over here. That when you that if you neglect to make Havdalah, you only have a tashlumin, says the Chassam Sofer, if you forgot to say Havdalah. But if you deliberately didn't make Havdalah, you can't get the extension, just like if you deliberately didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. But Kiddush, says the Chassam Sofer, and this is where the point that's relevant to us comes out, Kiddush, says the Chassam Sofer, is different. It's not the pshat that the main time to say Kiddush is Friday night when Shabbos enters. Really, you should be reciting Kiddush every second of the day, says the Chassam Sofer. You know why? Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is Moisif V'Hoylech. The Kedusha of Shabbos is growing. When Shabbos first comes in, it's on a lower level of Kedusha, and the Kabbalah Sfarim talk about this also, that when Shabbos first comes in, it comes in with one level, and as we observe the Shabbos, it gets more and more Kedusha, it resonates with us more, it permeates more, and really we should be making another Kedusha. The only thing is, says the Chassam Sofer, the Kiddush we made Friday night includes all of the future. It's like you plant a seed. So the seed includes the whole future tree. So when I make the Kiddush Friday night, all of the additional Kedusha that's going to emanate from the Shabbos is included in the original Kiddush. But if you forgot or if you neglected to make the Kiddush Friday night, there's more Kedusha that you can make the Kiddush on during the day. So the Kiddush during the day doesn't have to be a makeup from the entering of Shabbos, but every second of the day really deserves its own Kiddush. So says the Chassam Sofer, a beautiful idea, that's why the Chachamim made another Kiddush Shabbos day, to reflect the fact that there's more Kedusha. So again, on a deraisa level, you are yotze with the Friday night because all of the additional Kedusha of the day is included in the original Kiddush. But the Rabbanan wanted to take note of the fact that the Shabbos is growing, the extra is adding, is moisef a hoylich in the Kedusha. So the Kiddush that we make Shabbos morning reflects the extra Kedusha that's in the Shabbos.
So why is it so Dutch Lishit we don't make
it? Oh, very good. I'm going to get to that in a second. It's the most important, the most precious time on that day. Because the day is all one day. It's all one day. So in other words, you make a Kiddush for the Friday night, covers the night, and then we make another Kiddush during the day, which covers the day.
Yeah, so covers.
I'm going to get to that point now. Okay. Now, the Rambam, there's a bit of a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, so the Rambam says like this. Halacha Yud. Okay. The Rambam says that you should be koveya all three sudos al hayayin. So I wrote the Rambam down here. So it's in Vav, Zayin, and Ches. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Chayiv Adam Lechol Sholish Sudos B'Shabbos. A person is supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos, Achas Arvis, one Friday night, Achas Shachris, one in the morning, and Achas B'Mincha, one in the afternoon, towards the evening. And the Rambam goes on to say you have to be careful to eat all three of these Sudos. The Rambam at the end of Halacha Tes says, Tzorech Likvoya Kol Suda Mishloshton Al Hayayin. That you're required to establish each of the three meals over wine. And you have to have Lechem Mishnah. It's actually a question in Halakha if you have to have Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Sudas, by the third meal. The Rambam Paskins, you have to have Lechem Mishnah by all three meals. So the Rambam says that you have to establish all three meals over a cup of wine. That's what the Rambam says.
Rabbi, it seems to me that there's a meal, having a suda, and the wine.
Absolutely. So the Rambam says exactly. All three meals should be made over a cup of wine, right? So now, that's what the Rambam says. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina in Maseches Brachos and Rabbeinu David in Psachim and the Tur Shulchan Aruch, the Tur in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, they all understand the Rambam to mean that there's a Chiyuv Kiddush on the Shalosh Sudos also. They all understand the Rambam to mean that. The Rabbeinu David understands the Rambam to mean that. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachos understands the Rambam. So now, the Mefarshim ask a contradiction then, if that's the proper understanding, they ask a contradiction in the Rambam from Perek Chavtes. The Rambam says in Perek Chavtes,
maybe the Rambam's only a Das Yachid.
Yeah, he's only a Das Yachid, but he is only a Das Yachid, but there's a stira in the Rambam itself, right? And the Tur asks this, the Rabbeinu David asks this stira, and the Mefarshim asks this stira. The Rambam says in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Mitzvah levarach al hayayin. You have to make a bracha on the wine. B'yoyim hashabbos koidim sheyisoid suda shnia. Before you eat the second meal, right? So it's a contradiction. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed that there's a halacha to be koveya all three meals over wine. And in Perek Chavtes he says that you only have to make a Buripi Agafin before the meal, you have to make Kiddush by the second meal, implying that you don't have to make by the third meal. So there's a contradiction. Rabbeinu David says that the one place the Rambam is mashma, you have to make Kiddush Shalosh Sudos, and the other place he's mashma, he implies you don't have to make Kiddush. It's a contradiction. Yeah. So says the Kesef
would
Mishnah.
Would the Rambam be maskim that you make? If you benched alakos, maybe that would be enough to cover the iron for them.
Yeah. So that's a good question. So let's look at the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz. So you got the stira in the Rambam. One place he says all three meals,
meal.
You need to be koveya. And the other place he says, you only have to make a borei pri agafen before the meal by the second suda, not by the third. So says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam does not mean what the other people think he means. Rabbeinu Yoina thinks he means Kiddush Shalosh Sudos. The Rabbeinu David thinks he means Kiddush. The Tur thinks he means Kiddush. Perhaps the Rambam does not mean that you have to make a Kiddush Shalosh Sudos. What the Rambam means is that you have to be koveya the suda al hayayin. The Kesef Mishnah's lashon is lashon koveya luchud and lashon kiddush luchud. Koveya doesn't mean to make kiddush. Koveya means you have to establish your meal over a cup of wine. It doesn't mean to recite a kiddush. So it comes out the Rambam is saying like this: that there's a mitzvah to drink wine by all three meals, but the actual technical kiddush Kiddush is only Friday night and Shabbos morning. Yeah. But there's no halacha to actually make Kiddush Shalosh Shuddos. Some people go with the understanding of the Beinu David, like Hasidim have a minute, but they actually make a Kiddush on the Shalosh Shuddos also. The Mefarshim say that you don't lose anything because it's only a simple Borei Pri Hagafen anyway, so it's not as if you're losing, it's not a bracha levatala. But the Rambam perhaps doesn't really mean that you have to make a Kiddush on the Shalosh Shuddos. He just means that there's an element of being koiveya alayayin to have, it's a chashivis of the Suda to be koiveya the Suda alayayin. So now,
it's not a chiyuv then, it's just a mitzvah.
So the Rambam says in Hilchos in Perek Lamed that you're chayiv to be koiveya. So that's the Rambam's opinion. We don't pass like that. We don't pass that you have to. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there is a minhag to drink wine by Shalosh Shuddos. It would be a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, of being machshiv the meal. That the three sudai should have a chashivis that you're kovei the sudai.
If you're not making the kiddush on the meal, but petoicha sudai,
right?
Then it's just like any other.
It's not a kiddush, but it's not a kiddush according to the Rambam.
It's like any other bayer for a gavur.
But it's, you're right. It is.
Yeah,
but it's a chashivis in the meal.
It's
it adds significance to the meal. It gives significance to the meal because you're being kovei the meal alayah.
No, but
it's like I decided to take a drink.
No, Ramosha, you're right. But on Shabbos, you're required, according to the Rambam, you're required to do that to add more chashivis to your meal, right? So you're not doing it. You would do the same thing during the week if you want to, but on Shabbos you have to have a formal meal, which means that you're kovei, you establish your meal over a cup of wine. So now it would come out, if we take a step back from the, if we try to understand the Rambam's opinion, it would seem that the Rambam holds that there are two elements to Kiddush. One element to Kiddush is the Friday night Kiddush where you're bringing in the Shabbos. The Shabbos morning Kiddush, where again, you're being machshiv the Shabbos by making a Borei Pri Hagafen over a cup of wine. It's like you're singing a Shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and like the Ran says, it's a Zecher for Kiddush because you're starting off with a Borei Pri Hagafen. So it's an honor of Shabbos that you're making a Zecher for Kiddush. But it also seems from the Rambam that part of what Kiddush is that you're being koiveya your Suda Alayayin, that besides honoring the Shabbos with a special bracha, but you're also adding to your Suda by eating your Suda, by incorporating wine into your meal. It makes it into a more dignified, a more formal meal, and you're honoring the Shabbos with the Gimel Sudas with the Yayin. That's what it seems like from the Rambam. So now, it comes out, what did we say so far? We said so far that the main Kiddush is Friday night, and that's why we have the bracha. We learned last week that Kiddush is deraisa. Chazal make an asmachta, they base on a pasuk that we want to honor the Shabbos day suda as well with a Kiddush. The Ran says the pshat is that it's a tchilas Kiddush, it's a zecher for a Kiddush because we're saying Borei Pri Hagafen, and that's how every Kiddush starts off. So it's a zecher for the Kiddush. The Ran adds that it's also a shira because Oimrim Shira Alayayin, the wine itself, making a bracha and drinking wine is like a shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chassam Sofer says that we want to reflect the fact that the Shabbos, that the Kedusha of the Shabbos is Moisif HaHoylech, is adds as Shabbos goes on. So we want to reflect that, we want to highlight that with the Kiddush during the day as well. And the Rambam comes along and says like this. The Rambam says that all three meals, you should be Koveya Alayayin, we should establish the meal over wine. So adding a chashivas, a prominence to the Suda. And the first two meals, if we learn the Rambam this way, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns, the first two meals, the wine serves another function also, that it serves as a Kiddush to be Mekadosh HaShabbos. But all three meals have to be Koveya Alayayin, and the first two meals have the element of Kiddush. Now, there's a beautiful Rabbeinu David, and it's a Lamdish of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David has, it's a Lamdish of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is a Rishon on Meseches Psachim, and Rabbeinu David says like this. Rabbeinu David says, he asks this question, what is the purpose of the Kiddush Shabbos day? Right? So he says that he makes your point. If the purpose Shabbos day is to be like a Kiddush, like Friday night, which is really what the Ran says that the Kiddush Shabbos day is to honor the morning just like we honor the night, because the covet of the Yom is Adif, the covet of the Yom is generally more dignified than the night before, so we're making a Kiddush. So says the Rabbeinu David, then it's likely to him that we would only make Kiddush Shabbos morning, but there wouldn't be a requirement to make Kiddush Shalosh Shuddos as well, because we already made the Kiddush Friday night, and we can make the Kiddush
Kiddush again Shabbos day, that covers the whole day. Just like the Kiddush Friday night covers the whole night, so the Kiddush during the day covers the whole day. But says the Rabbeinu David, he has another idea, which is the point that we just mentioned in the Rambam. Perhaps the Kiddush Shabbos morning is not a Kiddush at all. Maybe the Kiddush Shabbos morning is just the second element of the Rambam to be Koiveya the Suda Ala Yayin. The purpose of the Kiddush is just to honor the meal by making it a dignified meal by establishing our meal on wine. Says Rabbeinu David, if that's the case, then you should also drink wine by the Shalosh Shudas. Because what's the difference between the day meal and the afternoon meal?
That explains what Moshe Feinstein's psak, why if you heard Kiddush and Shul and you come home for your Suda,
so he held, right, Moshe Feinstein had an interesting halacha. He said that you can only be Yotze Kiddush B'makam Suda, right? But Moshe Feinstein said that if you make Kiddush and you don't have a Suda, it's a matir. Rav Moshe says the Kiddush in the day is a matir that you can eat, but you weren't Yotze the Kiddush yet, so you have to repeat the Kiddush later if you weren't Yotze the Suda, if you didn't have a Suda yet. That's what Moshe finds. Right. Rabbeinu David has a Chakira. What's the purpose of the daytime Kiddush? Is it a Kiddush? If it's a Kiddush where you're honoring the Shabbos, then it only makes sense to do it by day, by the first meal, but not by the Shalosh Shudas, because you already honored the Shabbos. But if it's the idea of the Rambam to be Koveya the Suda Alayim, so then what's the difference between the morning meal and the afternoon meal? Just like you have to eat the morning meal over wine, you should have to eat the afternoon meal also over wine. So that's what Rabbeinu David says. So Rabbeinu David says, in his opinion, we really were Yotze Kiddush the night before. Right, and that covers the whole Shabbos. The reason why Chazal said to make a Kiddush Shabbos morning is not a Kiddush. He argues it's not a Kiddush. It's to be koveya the Suda Alayayin, to simply establish the meal over a cup of wine. And therefore, in Rabbeinu David's opinion, you should also have to drink wine by the Shalosh Shudas. Now the Rabbeinu David says a very interesting thing is. He says like this: there's a big difference now what the nature of the Borei Pri HaGafen is Shabbos morning. Says Rabbeinu David, and I wrote it on the sheet. So Rabbeinu David is Ois Yud Beis. Says Rabbeinu David, HaKlal. So Rabbeinu David, after his long theory, so he sums up what he says. HaKlal, here's the general rule. Im hu mi'inyin kiddush diyom, if the purpose of the Borei Pri HaGafen in the morning is a kiddush, bepam achas bayom, then it will be sufficient to make it once in the day, and you wouldn't have to make kiddush again, yeah. Shalosh Shudas. V'im hu mi'ein likvoya sudasai alayayin, but if the purpose is to be koveya sud alayayin, which we said is the second element of the Rambam, hu tzarech levorech b'kol suda, you would have to make a Borei Pri HaGafen and drink wine every meal, Shalosh Shudas as well. V'hamuvan lanu misugis ha-gemara, and Rabbeinu David says that he feels that the Gemara is saying shehi likvoya sudasa alayayin, that the purpose is to be koveya the suda on the wine, to simply honor the meal, to make it a more formal meal with the wine. The Mefarshim asks something that you were asking before. The Mefarshim asks, because if it's just a zecher for the Kiddush, since when do they make an asmachta for a zecher, right? Let's say, for example, we shake lulav all 7 days of Sukkot as a zecher lemikdash. Since when do we find a zecher in the pasuk? We don't have to make an asmachta if we want to make an enactment of a zecher. Since the Gemara feels it's necessary to make a zecher for the Kiddush, it must be that we're making a zecher that the meal has to be a mechubadika meal, has to be an honorable meal by being koveya, by establishing it over a cup of wine. The im came, so now here's the big Kiddush. Am I allowed to make a Borei Pri HaGafen? Can I make Kiddush? If I make Kiddush somewhere else, am I allowed to go home and make Kiddush for my wife again if I already made Kiddush somewhere else? Yeah. So the halacha is you're allowed to. Yeah. Why is that? Because Kiddush is a birkas hamitzvah, and the halacha is afo pi sheyatza moitzi, even if I already fulfilled my own obligation, I can make it again, because it's a mitzvah. Kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh, everybody's arvus, everybody's responsible for everyone else. So if I don't know how to make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for me. What about the Kiddush Shabbos morning, where it's a simple Borei Pri HaGafen? So says Rabbeinu David, it's going to depend now. How you learn it up. Yeah. If the purpose of the Kiddush Shabbos morning is because it's a Kiddush, like the Ran says, and like the Rambam says, it's a Kiddush, because starting off Borei Pri HaGafen is like a Kiddush, then even if I already made Borei Pri HaGafen, I drank wine, or even if I'm not planning on drinking wine right now, I'm in shul, and I'm not interested in eating right now, I can still make a Borei Pri HaGafen for someone else, because it's like a mitzvah, like the Friday night Kiddush. But if the purpose of the Kiddush, right, Shabbos morning, is not a Kiddush, Kiddush, because you really were Yotze Kiddush Friday night. The purpose of the Kiddush Shabbos morning is to be Koveya your Suda on wine, to drink wine during the meal. So then it turns out that it's a simple Birkas Hanenin, like any other Birkas, like the Motzi itself. It's just part of the meal. So if it's part of the meal, the halacha always is, you cannot make a Birkas Hanenin, you cannot make a food bracha for someone else if you're not planning on eating, or if you made it already for yourself, you can't make it for someone else, because it's not a mitzvah, it's simply the bracha that we make before we want to eat. So that's what he says. Im kein, harei hi bechlal birkas lechem u'birkas yayin. If the purpose is just to be koveya the suda, it's like any other birkas hanenin. She'im yotza enu moitzi. If you are yotza, you can't make the bracha again. Or ve'enu ki birkas yayin shul kiddush yom. It's not like the bracha Friday night, where you can make the bracha even if you are yotza. She'afu bishyotza moitzi. Ve'afke shelo yotza. And even if you were not yotza, ein rashoy levorech oisa, you can't make the bracha for someone else. If I wasn't yotza, if I'm not planning on drinking now, I would not be allowed to make the kiddush for someone else. So this is a fundamental difference in how we understand the Kiddush of the day. If we understand the Kiddush of the day, that it's a Kiddush, then you can make the Kiddush for someone else, even if you already drank, or if you're not planning on drinking. But if it's not a Kiddush, if the purpose is to establish your meal over a cup of wine, then it's like the motzi, and you can't make the motzi for someone else if you're not eating. Sure.
Related question.
Yes.
Let's say you are in shul and you hear Kiddush by Kiddush and shul. And then is it a bracha batala? I go home and say Kiddush again.
So it's certainly not a bracha batala because you're drinking wine. So it's not worse. That's what the Meforshim said, that if you want to make Kiddush for the Shalosh Shudas, nothing's stopping you because it's a simple Borei Pri HaGafen and you're drinking wine anyway. So it's not a bracha l'batala. The question would be if you have to. So if you already ate a kezias of cake or something, then it locks in your Kiddush. Technically, you don't have to make it again when you get home. Right, you could, but you certainly could. But if you did not, like we said before, like Rav Moshe says, if you didn't eat any cake, you weren't yotzei the Kiddush, then you'd be obligated to make another Kiddush at home. But you're certainly allowed to because it's a simple, it's a simple Berepi Agafen.
According to the Mandom, it says that it's not Kiddush out during the day. It's not Kiddush on the meal. It's Kiddush.
It's because they are the suda
l'yayin. Then you should make that motzi first.
Oh. So then, but then it's like you said, but then it wouldn't be nicker. It wouldn't be nicker.
You shouldn't have to cover them.
But that's what you said before, because then it wouldn't be recognizable that you're doing anything different on Shabbos than you're doing during the week. So we make the Borei Pri HaGafen first in order to show that we're establishing the Suda on the wine.
We're not establishing it. We're just doing it to raise the
Suda. But I guess, like you mentioned before, it would be the same as a weekday meal, right? If you would make the Kiddush within the meal, then you're not doing anything different than another meal. Right? So if you make the Kiddush first in order to be to show that it's a special meal that you're being Koveyed Aliyah. That's what I think the pshat would be. Now the Rabbeinu David has another amazing difference now, how we understand the Kiddush. Am I allowed to eat before Kiddush? So everyone knows Friday night, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, right? You have to make the Kiddush first. It's a deraisa. What about the morning meal? Am I allowed to eat before Kiddush? So before davening, where you're not allowed to have a formal meal before davening, so then you're certainly allowed to take a drink of water or a cup of coffee before, without making Kiddush. But once you davened already, where it's the time to have a meal, are you allowed to eat before Kiddush? So Rabbeinu David says it should depend on this Hakira. If the Shabbos morning Kiddush is a Kiddush, so just like you can't eat Friday night before you make Kiddush, you can't eat Shabbos morning after davening before you make Kiddush. But if the function of the Kiddush Shabbos morning is to be Koveya Aliyayin, so then it's only when you're ready to have your meal. When I'm ready to have my meal, then I have to make the Kiddush because it's part of the meal. But before I'm ready to have my meal, there's nothing stopping me from having a drink before I make Kiddush. That's what the Rabbeinu David says. And the Rabbeinu David paskins that it's just to be Koveya Aliyayin, and you're allowed to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. Right? So the Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to eat before the Kiddush, because the Rambam, the Shitasai, holds that the second meal, the Kiddush, is like a Kiddush. Now, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that the Shabbos morning Kiddush, it has to be made, you're allowed to be Moitzi somebody else. And we also paskin that you can't eat before the Kiddush Shabbos morning. And we also paskin, like you mentioned before, that the Kiddush has to be b'mokum the Suda. So in Shulchan Aruch, clearly, we're paskining like the Rambam that the Kiddush Shabbos morning is a Kiddush. It's not simply to be Koveya Aliyayin, but it has a din Kiddush. Now, there's a very interesting Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says, the Briska Rav had a Chumrah, which a lot of people didn't understand the Chumrah, but in light of of what we're saying now, we can understand the chumrah. The Brisker Rav had a chumrah that Shabbos morning he was makbid, that when he heard Kiddush or when he made Kiddush to somebody else, he would be particular that everybody should take a sip of wine, right? So we know that Friday night there's a mitzvah too, it's nice, it's a covet for the bracha that everybody has a cup of wine, but it's not critical, it's not ma'akif. But Shabbos morning, the Brisker Rav had a chumrah that he would be makbid to take a cup of wine, take some wine along with the Kiddush. So even if he wasn't the one making the Kiddush, he would be careful to drink some wine.
Some being like
so they talk about that. They're very good. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he only took a sip, and he's not sure why that would be enough for the Brisker Rav's lumbus, but he took a sip. He at least took a sip. So what would be the reason for the Brisker Rav? The reason for the Brisker Rav is like this, because even though we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam's understanding that the Kiddush Shabbos morning is a real Kiddush, and therefore it's a Birkas HaMitzvah that you could make for someone else, even if you already were Yotze, right? And the mitzvah is you can't drink before, you can't eat before, because it's a regular Kiddush. So why would it be different than the Kiddush Friday night? But the Brisker Rav was choishish for the Shita, right, of the Rabbeinu David, that the purpose of the Kiddush was a simple Birkas Hanenin to be Koveya the Suda ala Yayin. So the Brisker Rav held that you can't be Yotze that by simply listening to somebody else, because the whole purpose of the morning Kiddush is not a Kiddush, it's not a Matir, it's not a Kiddush, it's to add Chashivas to the Suda. So unless you actually drink wine, then how were the participants, how is everybody, the Mesubin, how were everybody else, how were they Yotze the idea of being Koveya ala Yayin? So Rav Shlomo Zalman asks your question. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings the Chumrah of the Brisker Rav and he says, but according to the Brisker Rav, it would seem that you should drink a Malalugma, right? But the Brisker Rav was not makbid to do that. He only was makbid to take a sip. Apparently that would be enough to add the element of wine to the Suda. But the concept of the Rav was because he wants to be Yotze the other Shita of being Koveya the Suda ala Yayin. Maybe he also drank wine Shalosh Shudas, because Rabbeinu David says that if that's the idea of the morning Kiddush, then it would follow to be consistent, you have to drink wine Shalosh Shudas also. So maybe he did that as well. But if it's a Kiddush, then you don't need that everybody drinks. One person can make the bracha for everybody else, and that's it, right? But the Brisker Rav was choishish. He was concerned about the other minority opinion that it was to be koveya, and that's why he was careful to drink. It's interesting because the Netziv, in his Pirish Hemek Shela on the Sheiltas, he asks this very question, and he says that Chazal were mesaken that if the leader is koveya his suda ala yayin, that covers every, that adds a chashivas to everybody else also. But the Brisker Rav took this opinion literally, that everybody should actually be koveya their suda on the yayin.
Why shouldn't we say the